Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Listen to The Passage now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Solve presents The Happy Girl, Part 3.
Mike, it had nothing to do with Kira.
Don't give me that shit.
They're completely unrelated, I swear.
Abby's your daughter's age, Tom.
She's legal.
She's 18. You're almost 50, and she's your daughter's best friend.
I know. It sounds scummy.
Are you fucking kidding me? Sounds?
Does Abby know you know?
No, I came right over here. I'm gonna go talk to her next. What other secrets are you keeping, Tom?
None. I swear, we knew how it looked, so we just weren't ready to tell anybody about our relationship yet.
Your relationship? You've known this girl since she was 8, Tom. You're basically a predator. You think this is an actual relationship?
Yeah, it is. We're in love.
Oh.
See, I knew you wouldn't understand. Nobody would. That's why we had to keep it a secret.
Did Kira know?
I don't think so.
Tom, this is important. Did Kira, no.
No. Okay? Ask Abby if you have to.
Hey.
Hey.
Abby's waiting for us inside. What'd Tom say?
You were right, Watkins. I barely even know the guy. Come on. We're running out of time.
We are? How long was this relationship with Kira's father going on for, Abby?
Just a couple months.
If there's anything else you're not telling us, now's the time to let us know.
Abby.
Tom is who I got the drugs from. But he didn't know I was going to do them with Kira.
This is your best friend's father, Abby. A man who you know tormented her.
Don't you think I know that? Do you have any idea how guilty I feel?
Look, I get it. I've been there. 18 and an older man wants you. It makes you feel desired. Attractive.
It's just, I don't date a lot. Okay? I don't really get a lot of attention, so.
Yeah. It's a lot to process. Our question is, did Kira find out about you two?
About a week before she died, she told me she heard him on the phone with me. I copped to it. I told her how sorry I was.
So she did know. Was she angry?
No, more like concerned. For me. She warned me to stay away from him, and I have been. That's why I haven't been answering his calls.
Did she tell Tom she knew? Maybe told him to back off?
She didn't say.
Abby, now you have to listen to me because it's very important. Do you have any reason to believe Tom felt Kira was interfering with your relationship?
I don't know. Why do you keep doing that?
What?
Checking your watch. You've been doing it all day.
Nervous habit, I guess.
You're starting to like your friend as our killer?
I'm starting to think we should stop calling him my friend. But yeah, some things are starting to add up.
Except the manner in which she was killed.
Yeah. We know that this is how Kira wanted her death scripted, so how did he know that?
That's why I've stayed on top of Garrett. I think I've got something. Come have a look. We've been wondering where that $1,000 Kira took out before she died went. Monitoring Garrett's bank activity, no sign of it. So, it got me thinking. Garrett's a big tech guy. Probably has a cryptocurrency account. And sure enough, he does.
But Kira withdrew actual physical cash.
Yeah, a lot of these cryptocurrencies have ATMs where you can make deposits. Garrett made a deposit at one of them in Bend the day after Kira was killed.
How much?
$1,000.
These cookies are amazing, Garrett. Are they homemade?
My mom made them.
Now, I respect a good cookie. You know what I've never been able to respect? Cryptocurrency. I don't know. I guess I just don't get it. Seems like internet geek play money to me.
Well, you could argue that actual money doesn't have any real value either. We all just kind of agree it does.
Mm-hmm. I do get that part. I get that if you trade magic coins with other people who agree magic coins are worth something, it's a great investment. It's also a great place to stash money.
Oh, fuck.
Watkins here. She's a geek, too. She figured it out.
We tracked your crypto account and saw the ATM deposit you made. $1,000. Same amount you were promised when you replied to Kira's ad.
So, Kira got her hitman after all.
No, I mean, yes, she gave me the money, but that's not what it was for. I know it sounds crazy.
It sounds more than crazy. We have enough to formally charge you with Kira's murder this time, Garrett.
No, please. Look, the money was for my mom. She's a diabetic. She has insomnia. She needs all of these meds. I try to help, but it just keeps adding up.
So, Kira gave you the money for your mom?
Yes. She told me that since she decided not to go through with the
assassination?
That she wanted the money to go to something good.
Just like that. Just out of the goodness of her own heart.
Yes. Kira was that kind of person. She'd give you the shirt off her back.
If she gave you this money, like you say, did it not set off alarm bells? Like maybe she was planning on taking your life some other way?
I guess it did. But she seemed better. I don't know what changed.
All right. I think I've heard enough.
I'm telling you the truth. I didn't do it.
You replied to Kira's ad offering $1,000 for someone to kill her. Kira gives you that money and is found murdered in the exact manner she wanted.
No, it wasn't exactly what she wanted.
What do you mean?
They said on the news she was found in the woods. The way Kira explained it to me, she wanted to be shot in the woods, but have her body discovered someplace else.
Why is that?
It increases the mystery. You know, Kira wanted her murder to seem really fucked up and confusing.
So, where did she want her body found?
When we first started talking, she asked if I'd be able to carry her body over to the river. The current would take her and she'd wash up like two towns over. If you're gonna arrest me again, will you just get it over with?
Thank your mom for the cookies. We'll be in touch. Hey, Watkins, come on. Stay focused. We gotta crack this.
Sorry. It's just sad. This girl clearly needed help.
Well, it sounds like Garrett tried.
You actually believe him?
Not particularly. The problem is everyone's been lying to us. I think I get why Kira would stage her own murder like this. She wanted to be remembered. But who stood to benefit the most from pulling the trigger? We got the boyfriend, Jason. It was his gun that shot Kira.
Claims it was stolen, which he only bothered to mention after we found it.
Thought Kira was cheating on him. Rich, coming from the guy who was cheating on her. But then we saw him explode on Garrett.
And Garrett said Jason had access to Kira's email. He could have seen what we did, the Craigslist post detailing how she wanted to be killed. He could have mimicked the murder to make it look like Kira set it up.
Or Kira did set it up. She hired Garrett just like she originally planned. Occam's razor. But then there's Abby. Lied to us about seeing Kira that night. Didn't tell us about her secret relationship with Kira's dad. For all we know, Kira asked her to help her end her life. What are friends for, right?
Then there's the other half of that equation. Tom.
Yeah. Yeah. No alibi for the night of the murder. Shitty dad at best. Abusive at worst. Flaherty.
Mike, it's Suzanne.
Hi. Did you...
Yes. I just sent my report to the police board. I CC'd your superintendent. I'm sorry, Mike.
Yeah.
Who was that?
I'm about to be thrown off the case.
What? Why?
I got into a bar fight the other night. Super's gonna be on his way over any minute now. Case is yours, Watkins.
Not until he walks in here, it's not. You're still the lead. What do you want to do?
Let's take it back to the beginning. The map of the crime scene. Kira was found here, but the bullet casing was a few yards away.
So we know that she was moved.
Looks like they were on their way to the river, like Garrett said, but didn't make it all the way.
That's assuming that Garrett's telling the truth, that this was some sort of assisted suicide. If Kira was killed out of malice, it could be irrelevant.
Then the only thing we found at the scene were her gloves, here, on the trail. Now, what were they doing there?
She purposely dropped them on the way in. This is a part of the puzzle.
Or the killer dropped them on the way out. Did we ever get those gloves analyzed?
I don't think so. What would we be looking for?
Come on, we gotta get over to the lab.
Superintendent Locke at 5 o'clock.
Flaherty! Stop!
David 29, 325.
They should have the analysis back soon. If you're right about this, I'm not sure it's enough of a smoking gun.
No. Only a confession. Which you'll be doing.
What? No. You should insist. It's your case.
It's our case.
It's your friend.
He's not my friend. Come on. It'll be good for your career. You need this.
So do you. Is that the report? SEM testing of the fleece gloves found traces of... Holy shit. You were right.
Flaherty. Out. Now.
Give me a minute to explain.
No, you're off the case. We can talk back at the station.
I know who did it. Just let me get the confession.
Ben PD's taken over. Watkins, you get the confession.
Respectfully, sir, Detective Flaherty figured this one out. He should conduct the interrogation.
Just let me bring our suspect in. Come on, give me one shot to bring this home.
One shot.
Let's go.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halper.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken, Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two, Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner.
Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know why you're here?
No, I don't.
You were Kira's best friend, right?
Yeah.
You would have done anything for her.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Even kill her if she asked.
What?
Watkins?
Kira's gloves.
We did a forensic analysis on them and found gunshot residue. Meaning the killer was wearing these when they shot Kira, then ditched him on the way out of the forest. I don't see any of our other suspects fitting into these girls' gloves. Abby, at this point, lying will only make things worse. It's time to tell the truth.
Okay.
Let's start with Kira's plan. How'd you get involved?
That day, that was the first time she told me about it. All she said was that she wanted to get high. She asked if I knew someone who could hook us up, so I asked Tom, and he gave me the Molly.
So you were never going to a party, like you said?
Well, I thought we were. We got in her car. I told her she shouldn't be driving, but she insisted. She took us to the woods, and that's where she told me about her plan.
Abby, will you help me with this?
Come on. You're messing with me, right?
No. Look.
Yeah! Kira! Jesus, where did you get a gun?
It's Jason's. Come on. This will be big for both of us. You're going to get to do the podcast about the mysterious Benham Falls murder. You'll be the next Sarah Koenig.
Yeah, but we're just really fucked up right now.
Abby. Please, after everything that you did with my dad...
Kira, don't throw that in my face. I said how sorry I am.
And you said you would make it up to me. This is how. Look, put my gloves on. You won't leave any prints on the gun.
Akira, I don't want you to die.
It's always about what other people want. Can someone just, for a second, give a shit about what I want? Please. Abby. Will you do this for me?
And after you shot her, you were supposed to move her body to the river, right?
She was too heavy.
You started to panic and you ran. You ditched the gun, the gloves. You had to leave Kira's car there, so I'm guessing if we were to look at your phone, check your rideshare apps, we'd find you got picked up somewhere around Benham Falls that night.
It's what she wanted. Everybody in this life hurt Kira, including me. I was just helping my friend.
I know, Abby. I know.
Mikey?
Tom? We've charged someone with Kira's murder.
Who?
Abby.
What? That's impossible. She could...
Kira was suicidal. She talked Abby into it.
I can't fucking believe this. How could she do that to Kira? How could she do that to me?
You're talking as if Abby is the only one culpable here, Tom.
You're not saying I had something to do with this.
Oh, come on. Abby may have pulled the trigger, but you're just as responsible for Kira's death. You made her life hell. And then you took away one of her last safe spaces by starting a relationship with her best friend? What kind of a father does that?
Are you going to hit me, Mike?
You're going to have to come in and answer some questions. They'll want to ask you about the drugs. I'd get a lawyer.
Come on, Mikey. Are you serious? We're friends. Mikey! We're friends!
You got it all?
Yeah, I think so. If I've forgotten anything, I know where to find you.
Oh, I'll be right here. Desk duty. For eternity.
You gonna survive?
Oh, yeah. Got lots of paperwork to keep me company.
All right. Well, I'm sure we'll talk before the trial.
Bring it home, Watkins.
See you, Flaherty.
Welcome to this calming meditation. To start, take a deep breath in and long breath out.
The Happy Girl. Detective Michael Flaherty was played by Michael Trainer. Detective Lisa Watkins by Dalal Batter. Tom Matthews by Jason Huber. Kira Matthews by Gina Vittori. Abby Goodwin by Lexi DiBenedetto. Gert Craig by Scott Cooper Ryan. Jason Kemp by Eric Lopez. Suzanne by Aaron Coker. Superintendent Brian Locke by Darren Cooper. This episode of Solve was written and directed by Corey Surge. Executive produced by Corey Surge. Executive produced by Walt Palmer and Sterling Barnett. Casting by Daisy Laura. Audio production and post-production by Salt Audio. Production manager Liz LeMay. Recording engineer Zach Jurich, Hope Brush, and John Schmidt. Original music and score by Nathan Turchon. Edited and mixed by Zach Jurich. Assistant editor, Shai Hang Zhu. Sound design by Eric Rachelson. script supervisor Marilyn Miller.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death? This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Listen to The Passage now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.